briny wind. A constant reminder of one's place on Nexus. But we didn't listen to the wind. My sisters were not like those before us. They knew of the monsters hiding in the darkest bellies of our world's ignorance. They were knights. The Court of Dread, they called them. They didn't run from the monsters. They hunted them. And then there was me, the youngest of my sisters. The pure one, they would say. Untainted and unworthy. I start my horse by a small stream. Its current runs into a dark hole of a large cave that's lodged in the mountainside. I dismount my horse, my hand grazing the hilt of my sheathed sword as I slowly approach the cave. Small streams of golden light dance through the trees, illuminating my silk white hair and golden armor. I halt at the entrance of the cave, feeling the eerie breeze flowing from the mouth of its darkness. I was never good enough for them, my sisters. Not when I slayed the winged beasts of the Irene Sea that rode on tides of lightning, or the nightmarish necromancers of Yuhad. No, it mattered not how many demonic creatures I killed. It was still not enough for them to knight me into their court, to give me what was rightfully mine. A red-eyed raven lands on the branch, not but a yard from me. A raven belonging to the Court of Dread. My sisters, they were watching me. I snake my way through the hollow, my path guided by the ember flames of my torch. The Hollow, a cave said to be the home of a creature very few were able to face. One that could finally secure my rightful place in my sister's court. This journey to claim my right took me places. Places far worse than this. But there was something different about this place. Feeling. I make it to the center point of the cave, approaching the ruins of a shrine in the center of a massive room. A beam of sunlight shines down miles up from a hole at the roof of the cave. I examine the ruins, scanning the various texts and incantations carved into the surfaces of them. This place is old, centuries upon centuries. This is a dark place, a place of evil. I carefully step onto the shrine. My torch is blown out. Cursed energy ignites from the floor of the ruins, trapping me in the center of a burning ring of emerald green flames. I throw down my dissipated torch, gripping the hilt of my longsword with both hands. Eyes carefully scanning the room. I feel a presence. A hauntingly familiar chill. I turn my gaze forward. Standing before me is a grey-haired woman. Naked and pale. She stands in a posture of a decaying and starving willow. The pale woman stumbles her dangly body toward me, stopping inches from me, gently placing her withered hand on my gauntlet. I grip my blade This indescribable horror courses through my veins as she looks up, revealing her face. A face all too familiar to me. Sword sheathed, I exit the cave. I stop in front of my horse, staring into its pearl-black eyes. I glance at the red-eyed raven, perched on the branch. It flies away, reporting back to my sisters of my deed. I remove my gloves, running my bare hands over the forehead of my horse, feeling the face of the creature in there. It was that of my own. I was staring at me before all of this, before the monsters, the pain, before my drive that laid waste to everything that made me whole. I was standing before my soul's purity, something I left to die, something I was slowly killing during my blood-stained crusade for honor and acceptance into my sister's court, something I would have to kill to achieve what mattered to me most. But perhaps that is the price. The cost of being embraced by the honor and glory that accompanies dread.